I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. Several student demonstrations at Yale University over the past few weeks have drawn attention to their concerns about institutional racism. I visited the campus over the weekend to learn more. It's a chilly November day on Yale's New Haven campus. Bulky headphones cover my ears and a recorder dangles from a strap around my neck connected to a big fluffy microphone. I walk down a sidewalk and heading toward me are several pairs of female students. They're all wearing athletic gear. The first few women are white, but there's a black woman in the last pair. I want to ask her about the climate on Yale's campus, but I stop myself. I imagine her being offended that I didn't stop to ask her light-skinned peers the same question. The air is thick with intensity. Students stare at me as if I'm some intruding force. They've been criticizing media coverage, and suddenly, I represent the thing they're fighting against. Nobody is quick to talk.
Excuse me, are you a student at the university?
Yeah, I have to go somewhere,
okay.
Sorry.
All right. Are you a student at the university by any chance?
Yes.
We're gonna have a story for NPR about the student climate. No?
Many students appear wary. Maybe they agree with sophomore Matt Chisholm, who says the issue is too complicated and nuanced to explain with sound bites.
We just prefer the people who feel their voices have been silenced in the past would be able to voice their opinions to the media.
Chisholm, a Caucasian student, stands with three white friends who nod in agreement. After speaking with about 20 students, I finally get freshman Brian Catano to talk.
We're trying to come together as a community and understand how we can better respect each other, how we can better learn to grow as a community rather than analyze the lines that divide us.
A group of students calling themselves Next Yale has sent a list of demands to Yale's president. They want Yale's Calhoun College to be called something else. It's currently named after a South Carolina politician who was a strong advocate of slavery. Also, each Yale dormitory is managed by faculty members called masters. Students want to end this practice because, for them, it's also an echo of slavery. Next Yale is also asking for two professors, Erica and Nicholas Christakis, to step down as masters of Silliman College over statements made about Halloween costumes. Many people have defended the professors and say the students are overreacting and being unreasonable. There's also been a lot of criticism over how students at an elite university could complain at all. Some have argued that this student movement is over something trivial when the world is full of atrocities that would be more admirable to rise against. Junior Brian Brooks counters that the students' concerns are based on an institutional problem that exists in colleges across the country.
I think there's an ongoing narrative to people of color throughout history that things are better than they used to be, so like, why are you asking for more? But when things still aren't equal, people aren't being whiny. They're just trying to make sure that in an academic environment, people feel equal.
Of the 40 or so students I speak with, all agree that this is a conversation that's long overdue. Yale senior Rose Bear Don't Walk is a Native American student from Montana.
The institution doesn't do very much work on educating people about Native issues or having Native classes. And so I always have to make my papers or like my points in class about Native specific issues because otherwise nobody's ever going to know anything about it.
She tells me how tiring it is to be a full-time student while also being a volunteer teacher to both students and professors.
A lot of people don't really encounter names like Bear Don't Walk, so people are questioning whether it's real. People have asked me if it was a joke. People have said, wow, did your mom really name you that? And those are instances where I just cringe inside.
The student group Next Yale is also asking for it to be a requirement for undergrads to take an ethnic studies course. Few colleges across the country have this requirement, and no state mandate it through high school. Yale has stated it would respond to the student demands this week. David DeRoche, WNPR News.